This is the Chord Buddy Podcast with Chord Buddy inventor Travis Perry. Learn to play the guitar immediately with Chord Buddy. Find out more at chordbuddy.com, chordbuddy.com. And now, the Chord Buddy Podcast.
Okay, and off we go. It's the Chord Buddy Podcast. I'm David Summers. Chord Buddy is the world's easiest, best way to learn to play guitar. You can play guitar right now with Chord Buddy or Uke Buddy, too. Travis is here, the dude that invented Chord Buddy, as seen on Shark Tank. Brady is here, too, the inspiration for Chord Buddy. Hey, ring the bell.
That's true. That's true. That is so true. Had it not been for Brady, we would not be sitting here.
Let's hug it out.
Had it not been for Brady, over 500,000 people would not be playing the guitar.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, that's you say that in 4 seconds, but that's that's a lot to say in 4 seconds.
It really
over is. 500,000 people are playing guitar because of that one right there. And what I'm pointing at. I'm all around you, but I'm not touching you.
I told you that doesn't annoy me.
I'm all around you. See how much you're doing. I bet it does.
You don't know me till you touch me. Don't touch me.
And the fun thing is, the amazing thing is, young, old, black, white, doesn't matter. When you see striking a chord on Facebook, everybody's doing
it's
Chord
like
Buddy.
It's like I say, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Chord Buddy's for you.
I mean, everybody on Striking a Chord gets on there and goes, well, I want to play my song. And so they got a Randy Travis song. They've got a whatever kind of song. And I think that's so cool that they're learning to do that.
It is. It's a good ride. Been a good ride. Not sure how long the ride's going to last. But, hey, we're strapped in and ready.
All right, Dan. What's been going on in the world of the Perry family?
Not a gas. No gas in it.
Not a gas.
Mustard a yield.
Oh, you can talk about your chili dogs.
Oh, okay. So,
where'd you get a chili dog?
Well, we'll go with it. What day was that? Monday?
Yes. No.
Was it Monday?
Tuesday.
Okay, so
Monday you were mad.
Yeah, the elusive Ely had two tournaments this week.
Right.
And I'm going to talk about them good and bad.
All right.
All right. In Enterprise.
Okay.
So from my house, that's a solid hour.
Both tournaments?
Yes. Back
Monday was at the Country Club.
Yeah.
Tuesday was at Tarpon Pines.
Yeah.
So
It's a one-hour drive.
Oh, yeah. So
from Cottonwood, especially.
Oh, yeah. It's a solid hour.
Yeah.
So Ely, they had a tournament over there. Ely had to go play the tournament an hour to get there, plus a tournament.
Yeah.
18 holes, walking.
Wow.
Then come home.
Yeah.
Then take a bath and get ready for a banquet and go back.
To
Enterprise.
For real? A banquet after the tournament?
Yeah. So
wow,
yeah, and so I'm not a fan of that.
Have you considered
driving
an RV or something like that for the family?
No, she won't do it again. I mean that's just uncalled for. So we'll skip Monday. I don't know why they would do that. Tuesday, Tarpon Pines, which by the way I will never ever say ever. Go back to Enterprise for a tournament without calling and reserving a golf cart.
Huh.
This is the third time I drove over there and they have no carts.
I was going to ask, so when she walks 18 holes, what do you do as
typically
an observer?
I'm behind her on a golf cart just observing.
Right.
Now, between
right.
when they come off the green, we can talk about the Masters this week, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So when they come off the green, you can talk to them to the next tee.
Yeah.
No coaching. You can just talk to them. I say no coaching. You know, you can say what you want to.
You can't yell out, "You suck!"
Or
anything like that, right?
Why didn't you use a pigeon wing?
What is wrong with
Put
you?
Put the seven back! It's a bump and run, not a chip, you idiot!
I'm never bringing you over here again.
And so I got there, and I thought I had some pull. Well, I don't.
He called me and said, I mean, I know this dude. He knows me.
I did. I even asked him. I said, do you know who I am? And he said, I know exactly who you are, Travis.
He pulled the do you know who I am card.
He pulls that often you would not believe it.
No, I did.
Yes.
I never. She's telling a story. I never pulled that. Ever. Because it's going to backfire like it did there. And they're going to go, I don't know who you are. I don't care.
Right.
So anyway, and the reason I took a little offense to it is I know this guy. We see him. We compete against his team and the country club team.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Benton's, what's it called?
PGA?
PGA Junior.
There's right.
Three leagues, and he had, the guy in Enterprise has one, Ryan has one, Kevin Klein at the country club has. We beat them like dogs. They never beat us.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Yeah.
Either right. One of them. In fact, the guy from Enterprise, he said, man, I wish Goodson was on my team. I wish Goodson was on my team. So he knows me.
Yeah.
And so I went in, didn't see him first. There's a nice girl standing there, and she says, I'm sorry, sir, we don't have him. I said, well, I just drove, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah.
We don't have him. So I went downstairs, and I called Ely. I texted her. I said, where are you at? She said, walking up to the 18. I said, okay, yeah. Well, take her chips, and she needed some golf balls.
Cause yeah.
Because they were playing the back nine at Tarpon, which is all water.
Who was using the carts if it was a walk
spectators.
Tournament?
Spectators.
This
was a big tournament.
Gotcha.
This was a big tournament.
Yeah.
This was several schools.
Yeah.
I mean, from North Alabama, I mean, it was a good tournament.
Yeah.
And so, anywho, where was I?
You went downstairs.
Yes. And so I was just, and there's a guy sitting there on a golf cart on his phone, naturally. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, bud, how you doing? He said, good. I said, yep, no golf carts. He said, really? He said, I got three right here. I said, really? He said, yeah, these two are busted, but those three's ready to go.
Hmm.
So I went back upstairs.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, talking to the guy downstairs, and he said there was three ready to go. And he said, no. He said, I've got three reserved for people that's coming in for a tea time.
Oh.
And I said, oh, okay. And I said, well, all right. I said, you know who I am, right? And he goes, oh, yeah, I know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
And he said, we still don't have any carts.
Yeah, I know you are. And we still don't have any golf carts.
He said, we still don't have any carts. And I said, all right, see you.
Gonna get
so
me a chili
I went
dog.
Threw the ball at Ely and stomped on her chips. And I opened them and I said, Ely. And I scattered them out on the ground and the squirrels came at them. No, I didn't. I took her chips and took her golf balls, and I said, I am gone. And then Ely had, that we're finishing the 18. So 18 to number one is about a half a mile. And there's Ely on the back of a cart holding on, dragging her cart.
Wow.
Literally holding on to the back, to the roof of the cart.
Oh, yeah.
Dragging her cart.
Yeah.
And I didn't even wave at her.
Yeah.
I just looked at her and went on.
You and your fancy cart. Yeah.
She was pulling her golf caddy by holding on to the roof.
Right.
You know, because I wasn't there to help her. See?
Yeah.
So she had to bum a ride with these other people. But one of the girls that she was playing against is actually going to. In fact, she missed a putt. The only hole I saw was that hole, and this girl missed a putt by about a half an inch, and I went, oh, and then he went, don't do that. She goes to school for golf.
You don't disrespect her that way.
I mean, it's like a funeral out there when Ely plays. When Goodson plays, we're cheering, and we Kingston.
Yeah.
When he had the tournament, we're all cheering and clapping, and Ely don't want you to say nothing.
Yeah. So. Ely wants a little more golf cart etiquette, please.
Yeah. So that's
golf etiquette.
Then on the way home, oh, Lord have mercy. I just remembered about the chili dog. On the way home.
Yeah, now we're circling around to the chili dog, right?
Yeah, we finally got here.
Yeah. Okay.
And I love the Chinese place in Enterprise. I forget what it's called. It's
Golden Star or something like that.
Yeah, I love it. It's on Rooker Boulevard, and boy, is it good.
Mm. Yeah. Buffet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's okay. Good.
It's nasty. It's nasty.
She don't like Chinese food, so she thinks it's all nasty.
Yeah.
That's sad. It's so sad that she don't like Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Dad.
I mean, it's just sad. It irritates me a lot. My stomach's growling. So, anyway, I'm too mad to go to the Chinese food place. I won't enjoy it. So the next place I'm driving back to Enterprise, steaming, listening to Rick and Bubba, that was calming me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Coddling you.
Yeah, a little coddle, like a baby wrapped in a warm
So blanket. Ely, had you taken her home? She had a shower. Now we're coming.
Oh, no, I didn't take her home. She bummed a ride.
Oh, okay.
This was Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The banquet's over. I went over to watch the tournament and let her ride home with me Tuesday.
Okay, gotcha.
But that didn't
work
out because I couldn't get a car.
Right.
So I'm on the way back to Dothan. And so I said, you know what? I will stop by Hardee's in Wicksburg. Yeah. On the left, have you seen that place? I think it's called Hardee's.
I have not. I have
you
not.
You mean Goldfingers?
No, Goldfingers. I wouldn't eat it, Goldfingers.
Wow.
Come on now.
Wrap a tenderloin in paper and fry it.
I have some breaking news.
What?
O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76.
That's what just dinged?
Cancer, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Just announced. Yes.
Wow.
Man, what a... Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
What a life.
Yeah.
That's a...
And here's the thing, Dave. I'm going to be honest. I don't know truly what side of the fence I'm on. I mean, I know the side I think that I think I'm on, and that's that he did it.
Yeah. You
know? And we know he did certain things. He held up the people in Las Vegas, held a gun on them. I mean, we know he did certain things, and that he spent prison time. But as far as the killing of his wife...
There was so much blood evidence. There was so much evidence that...
Well, with his cut on his finger and it flying off and said it was a glass and the glove. I mean, I know. But to say 100%, I can't.
Right.
I can say 99%.
Right.
Or 90.
Right.
Wow. But anywho, did I tell you about the time I was in? I want to get back to my hot dog story.
Yes. I'm sorry about that. Yes.
But no, I want to finish my OJ stories after you brought it up.
Yeah.
I was in California about 10 years ago with Barry.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, he worked for Colin Signs and he...
Why were you with Barry?
He worked for Colin Signs, had to go plot a sign in Anaheim, California. And he had literally thousands of miles of
and you just went with him?
Yeah. It was probably 20 years ago because you was young.
Yeah.
So anyway, went out there, and he has to plot a sign location for a car dealership. And so he said, you want to take the car? I said, yeah, I'm just going to drive into L.A. Don't do that, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take a car and drive into L.A.
Yeah.
Nothing in L.A. is what you want to see. So anyway, once I figured out that I'd made a mistake there, I made my way back to, what's it called, Wilshire Boulevard and Beverly Hills area and all that, you know, Rodeo Drive, which I was nervous. I got lost, and then I panicked, and I saw a guy. I was in a neighborhood. I saw a guy jogging, and I stopped, and I said, sir, I am so lost. Can you tell me how to get back to Anaheim?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, sir, I certainly can. And he said, you go up here about a half a block, take a right. That's going to take you right by where O.J. did his nasties. It will be on the left. He says, go to the end of that road, take another right, take another left, and that takes you back to the interstate one that would take you back to Anaheim North.
Yeah, yeah.
I went back there. Well, you know, the oval, the brick opening that you saw when you looked.
Yes,
you
know? Yeah.
That was there. I saw it all.
Wow. Okay.
So back to the hot dog. So we go by Hardee's, and not Hardee's, the hamburger place. This is a family place.
Oh, H-A-R-D-Y.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
it they're
is
on
Hardee.
The left.
Apostrophe. Yes.
Back in Dothan, they're on the left at Wicksburg.
The little shopping center.
Yes. Yes.
The Hardee family.
Yes.
And it's really good. It's really good.
Okay.
But there was a car passing me on the left when I needed to get in the left lane to make my turn. So I cussed them out. Loud as I could. And then I go on and go, wait a minute, I'll stop by Wiener Wagon.
Right.
And I went by Wiener Wagon and I was excited. And I went in and here's what I got, Dave. I got the chili cheese dog with grilled onions.
Mm.
No raw onions. Then I got the slaw dog with grilled onions.
Right.
And it came with a combo. Got a large sweet tea, very good sweet tea, and I got some Funyuns.
Yep.
But I brought those home for the kids. So I get through eating very good hot dogs. Wiener Wagon, they say they're voted the best, and that's for a reason, Dave. Those are great hot dogs. They have their own blend of weenie meat.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. What are they?
Yeah.
It's their own blend. They get it made for them.
Wow.
But
okay.
It is not an all beef. I don't think.
Right.
I don't think. I hope it's a pork chicken beef because that's the fake.
So okay, somebody produces the wieners for them,
huh?
Somebody produces the wieners for them.
Now, I asked her. I said, "Do y'all get these?" She says, "Well, we actually have them made for us."
Wow.
So anyway, I was walking out the door. This is a little embarrassing. I'll cut it on myself. I went to hiccup and burp at the same time and threw up all in my mouth.
Oh! Rise is walking out the door.
And I'm walking out the door. And she says, "See you, Travis." And I went,
"Oh, my God."
I waved and went out the door. And I'm spraying everywhere.
You can only hold it so long.
Threw up everywhere.
Everywhere. Sprayed it.
Wow, in the parking lot.
But then, like I told Brady, I said, "Man, it really tasted good going down the second time."
That's
so
disgusting.
You know it's good.
Is that not nasty? Happens.
That's a good hot dog.
That's a good hot dog.
Wow.
And the sweet tea helped it go
okay,
back down.
Enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, that's my food for this week. I get. Oh, well, last night we had weather. Y'all know that last night.
Yeah.
Did it get any bad?
Yeah.
It faded.
It did not do what they thought it was going to do in the beginning.
Which
That's good. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm scared of tornadoes now.
Yeah, we don't need it.
Through what we've gone through in the past.
Yes, especially Cottonwood lately.
Yeah. I used to say, I don't care about it right now. I don't want a tornado. Now.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, I better go to get something to eat real quick. So I went to Hacienda, and I got something I haven't gotten there in a long time.
I don't know if I've ever seen you eat that.
I got a grilled shrimp fajita.
Quesadilla.
So grilled shrimp, peppers and onions, and cheese.
Fajita.
Quesadilla.
And when you say fajita, that just means
peppers and onions.
All the
onions.
Stuff that would go on a, were in the quesadilla.
And boy, it was good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
But so this Saturday, what are we doing this Saturday, Brady?
Big day, big golf day.
Mm-hmm.
The squad golf tournament.
Okay, go on.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're eating at the country club. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you participating in the dining?
She's just leaving gaps, holes as big as the Grand Canyon. So me and Brady and her and Andrew going playing golf Saturday.
Right.
And Goodson.
That's what I said.
You said me and Brady and her and Andrew.
Me.
And Brady and her and Andrew.
Oh, okay. I meant Goodson. Well, say, I know I counted four when I'm doing that. And Gage, is the Gage going?
Yes, Gage.
You playing at the country club?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right.
Because here's what's cool about the country club. You can go out there any afternoon and just see people playing golf and young'uns just chasing golf carts, following them.
Very family atmosphere.
Yeah.
More than I definitely thought it would be.
Yeah.
The
Easter egg really changed my perspective on it.
Lot of good looking white blue eyed blonde haired kids.
Family time.
A lot of good looking blonde headed blue eyed kids out there. I can tell you that. At the
wow,
country club.
That's
and
cool.
Gage is one of them.
Yep,
that's cool.
Good looking blonde headed kid.
And then we're gonna come home and play some
dominoes. So we got Saturday planned out.
Yep. Nice. Okay, so that's the day.
Yep. I vote Sunday we go to the lake. I'm throwing that on the table right now.
I was about to ask, when have you guys put the boat in lately?
I tried to get him and Andrew to go, and neither one of them will go.
Get Andrew's shaved, chiseled face out there and wash it. Y'all pull it out and wash it. Let's go.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. They don't even know what we're talking about.
Pull it out and wash it while on the trailer.
I wash it every year. Why am I always the one that gets stuck washing it?
You've washed it 1 year, Brady. I get it 1 year and got washed. You didn't wash it.
This will be my second year.
Brady makes it like she's been washing it for 27
years.
As long as you've had it.
27 years every year.
I have washed it as long as we've had it.
I've never missed a year washing it.
I haven't. This will be my second year.
I wash it every year. You've washed it 1 year, Brady.
Got it last year, right?
Yeah. But I'm cool with that. As long as Andrew and you back it in and take it and
yeah, I got to learn how to. I'm not worried about backing it in. I'm worried about getting it back on the trail.
Where do you put it in the lake?
White
Oak, right?
White Oak.
Yeah.
White Oak. Yeah, that's the best place.
Yeah.
White Oak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the best?
White Oak's the best. White Oak's top notch.
Do you always fill it up with gas before you head up that way?
He does not.
I don't, because...
He does not.
He just likes to gamble? Yeah,
exactly. He's like, I'm going to put about $3 in here. I should get some.
No, I do that. No, I'm going to put 5 gallons. That's what the guy at the boat store told me to do.
He said, don't ever fill it up.
I asked the guy at the boat store, I said, the gas station, I'd stop and put 5 gallons in it. So that's what I do every time I go.
Right.
I put 5 gallons in it.
Okay.
He's going to get thrown off, and it's going to go off and have a full tank of gas.
I just don't want the gas to stale in it and me have to,
right.
You know, you don't know nothing.
Yeah, but they have stuff for that. Stay-Bill and that kind of thing. Yeah.
But if you don't fill it up and it don't have to, you know, you kind of keep it burned through.
I understand, yeah. I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Then you're good. That's why I do that.
Yeah.
And we never stay out on the lake very often.
Oh no, we get out there, we get it done. It's like we're painting a house. Let's go! Everybody in the boat,
get to the island, eat your sandwich.
That's fun, ain't it? That's fun, ain't it?
Get on the tube.
Get on it. All right, where we go? Going back. How long we been here, Daddy? 13 minutes.
13 minutes left of fun. Get it, boys.
It's like a race. Once you get there,
have fun and get home. How quick? We only do that when Mom goes.
I know.
Mama, here's the thing with Mom, and we're free. It's open season on Mom because she never listens to the podcast.
Nope. Never.
She loves the thought of a vacation.
Oh, my God.
Loves the thought of it.
That is so nice.
Hates a vacation. I mean, she will talk about a vacation and what she'd want to do and this and that and other. Then you get there, and the next day, I'm ready to go home.
I've had enough.
We're known for leaving vacations early. Known for it.
Whose idea was this?
And Brady's just as bad. She goes over and she's in an ill mood. The second we're on the road, she's in an ill mood.
I get ill before we get on the road because we're slow.
Leaving vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm packed 3 days before. Yeah. He's packed 3 minutes before we leave the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're sitting here all waiting. I've been up since 6 a.m. He wakes up at 9, still got to pack, still got to do this. And I'm sitting there like, come on, guys.
All wrong.
That is not wrong. I'm ready to get to the vacation.
It takes me literally 3 seconds to pack.
Boom, boom, boom.
I throw in another shirt, underwear and socks for each day, and that's it.
No pants.
What else does a man need?
I don't know. I keep an overnight bag ready. It's called my go bag, just like the Colonel.
Do you bring an extra pair of underwear?
Every day.
Okay. An extra pair for each day or a pair for each day?
Hey, no, not an extra pair. Okay. Well, it won't be long, Dave. I told Mommy one, I said, I think by another year I'm going to start wearing a diaper. I get up, I barely make it to the bathroom.
Why did I have to get you water this morning?
Oh, man, I got to where, David, I put water beside my dresser.
Uh-huh.
And I use a CPAP. It dries you out big time.
Yeah.
But I'll crack that water, and I'll take that y'all can't see this at home, but I'll take that nozzle and I'll move it over to the side and I'll turn that water bottle up.
Yeah.
And I go goo 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 goo, and that air's blowing.
Yeah.
Some good water.
Yeah. Did your wife wear a CPAP?
No.
Okay. Did she try to kiss you by mistake when you got the CPAP on?
Not you.
Nothing like that. Okay.
Not you. Nope. Yeah. But anywho, so...
You never roll over and look at her with the CPAP on and go, hey, girl. Nothing like that?
In the beginning.
Okay.
Those jokes are so old.
Oh, no, they never get old. You on the bump,
it's
CPAP mask.
Funny no more. But okay. Anywho, any food for you? See, I didn't eat it Outback. Well, no, I did eat it Outback. Oh, I got something different Outback this week. You know, I normally get
crab legs.
Well, no, they're out of those now. Potato soup.
Yes.
How?
Yeah.
Bald.
Yeah.
Bald. No toppings. They got a special right now.
I saw that on Facebook this morning.
The sirloin with
lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$19.
Shut up. Really? Wow. I know.
Sirloin.
It's probably a 6 ounce
lobster tail.
Yeah.
Two sides. Yeah. $19.
That's a pretty good deal, even if it is a 6 ounce.
Well, even if it is a sirloin.
Yes. Right.
That's the biggest thing.
Right.
I'm not a sirloin guy.
Nah, nor am I.
I mean,
sometimes they can be really good, and sometimes it's like, eh.
Most of the time, they're eh.
Yeah.
He will never encourage anyone to get a sirloin.
Right.
That's like a New York strip. The only reason they named it New York strip because it was so tough. It's got to be tough to live in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, we're getting out of here. I got some work I got
to
do.
I
got
to get to the...
Okay. And then special thanks to all our fans. And our new fans. Got a new one coming on board this week.
Good deal.
Yep. I'll have to say hey to Karen.
Karen?
Karen.
Okay. Where's Karen?
Hey, Karen.
Huh?
Where's Karen? Who is she?
Somewhere in Georgia.
Okay.
There
a listener, though.
Yeah. Yes. And
nice.
Somebody said, he's had a podcast. She said, oh, what's it called? And I said, I don't even know what it's called. I think
it's
called
Cord Buddy Podcast.
The Cord Buddy Podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She said she's going to tune in this week.
Yeah. Call it what it is. So yeah. That's what we did.
And what it is the best blame podcast on the air.
Doggone right. Hey, y'all know the deal. CordBuddy.com, TheCordBuddy.com, members of TheBand.com. You can find us on Facebook at TheCordBuddy. You can also find us on Facebook at Striking a Chord.
Yep, and if you want to learn to play guitar or ukulele, go to CordBuddy.com. And until next time, be kind to someone.
To contact CordBuddy or stay in touch, look for us on Facebook at The Chord Buddy and find our Facebook group. It's called Striking a Chord. Find tons of information and all of our products online at CordBuddy.com. That's CHORDBuddy.com. Also, TheCordBuddy.com and MembersOfTheBand.com. Listen next time for the Chord Buddy Podcast with Travis Perry. The Chord Buddy Podcast is available on over 30 popular podcast platforms. Find out more at CordBuddy.com or Facebook or Instagram at The Chord Buddy.